Good morning and welcome to the SB Nation NFL Show. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera, filling in for RJ Ochoa. It is Monday, May 17th, 2021. Let's kick off your day with the biggest stories in the NFL. Quarterback news makes the football world go round, and this weekend was no exception. On Saturday, new Houston Texans head coach David Culley held a press conference to talk about rookie minicamp. Not surprisingly, he was asked about a veteran. That would be quarterback Deshaun Watson, and whether the team expects to see him at all this offseason. Here's Culley.
We have nothing to say about that situation at this time. Kyle and ownership a few weeks back indicated about how our organization feels about the situation. I think when Nick was on not long ago, we mentioned that he also mentioned that the legal process is in effect right now, and we're going to respect that and going to go from there.
But do you expect to see him this offseason at all? Like, regardless of the legal issues?
I have nothing to say about that at this time.
Watson still has 22 lawsuits against him, and attorneys on both sides of the case spent several days last week squabbling over who approached who about a possible settlement. If and when a settlement is reached, there remains significant football interest in the Texans quarterback, with the Eagles consistently mentioned as a possible destination. Staying in the NFC East now, Dallas Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy had a much more positive comment about his quarterback, that would be Dak Prescott. On Saturday, he had a press conference and was asked about the plan for Dak during OTAs later this month. McCarthy said, quote, "There's a plan in place that is coordinated with the training room, but I know he feels really good. He's had some excellent workouts here in the past couple weeks. I see him doing most of the work." Even better news for Cowboys fans, McCarthy later added that he sees no reason why Dak wouldn't be fully cleared by training camp, kind of surprising considering that gruesome injury happened on October 11th last season. From two current quarterbacks to one former quarterback, and yes, I am referring to free agent tight end Tim Tebow. And yeah, that still sounds weird to say. Jaguars coach Urban Meyer was once again talking about bringing in his former quarterback at Florida, telling reporters on Saturday, quote, "I've leaned on my staff for that. And I imagine a decision is going to be soon. We'll have a chat on Sunday." Well, obviously the chat is over. We have no signing of Tim Tebow so far in Jacksonville. And I have to wonder, what exactly is the delay? Urban, if you want this guy, sign him. If you don't, don't. It's your show in Jacksonville, though, so stop pretending like you aren't the king of the castle. We all know you are. Besides, if this really is just a tryout, why not sign Tebow now and have that tryout during the rookie minicamp? It just seems very odd. One actual note from Jags minicamp: first-round pick Travis Etienne lined up exclusively at wide receiver on Saturday rather than his natural position of running back. Meyer said Etienne is going to get a lot of passes thrown his way no matter where he lines up, and the Jaguars want to give him all the experience he can get running pass routes. Tim Tebow isn't the only former first-round pick trying to make a comeback as a tight end this year. Former Panthers wide receiver Kelvin Benjamin has signed a contract with the New York Giants after a tryout this weekend, where he worked primarily at the new position. That is fantastic news for you, really, because it gives me a chance to play this clip of Booger McFarland from Monday Night Football 3 years ago.
When you look at Kelvin Benjamin, guys, he's 6'5", he's 245 pounds. He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
That is clearly the most accurate thing Booger McFarland ever said as the analyst for Monday Night Football. Benjamin hasn't played in the NFL since 2018. And by the way, the Giants also signed veteran and former Eagles running back Corey Clement. And finally, today begins phase two of the NFL's off-season program, and one question that remains to be answered is a pretty obvious one. How many people will actually show up? The NFL Players Association has been telling guys to stay away from team facilities and work out on their own. They say it's due to concerns about COVID-19 protocols and, frankly, a desire to diminish the off-season program altogether. According to the union, only 38% of players showed up for phase one of the program. But just a reminder, if players stay away from the team facility and then get hurt working out on their own, like former Broncos tackle Juwan James, teams can get out of their contracts without having to pay them. Seems to me if you're going to work out anyway, you might as well do it at the team facility, get free meals, have world-class trainers around you, and by the way, protect your giant salary for the coming season. But you do you, NFLPA. That is the latest news in the world of the NFL on Monday, May 17th, 2021. Please remember to rate, review, and subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show. We really do appreciate it. Check out Monday Football Monday later today with Pete Sweeney and Brandon Lee Gouten of Bleeding Green Nation filling in for RJ Ochoa. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk tomorrow.